天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导线节目，我是主持人小华。那很开心呢，可以今天跟大家在节目中再次相遇。从今天开始呢，我们会进入一个新的系列的学习，叫做 Temptations of Christ， 基督受试探。那麦克牧师呢，将会用主耶稣在旷野受试探的经历来教导我们。那耶稣受到的试探有哪些呢？他又是如何一一攻克呢？好，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Today we're going to begin a short series of messages on the temptations of Christ.
今天我们要开始一个较短的系列信息，题目是基督受试探。
And I want to begin by reminding you of something very important.
首先，我想提醒你一些很重要的事。
That we believers are forever in a state of spiritual warfare.
作为信徒，我们永远处于属灵征战的状态之中。
And in the arena of spiritual warfare, there are only two types of people.
并且在属灵战争的竞技场里，我们只有两种人。
There are victors and there are victims.
胜利者和牺牲品。
There is no neutral ground in the spiritual battle.
属灵的战役中没有中立的地方。
There is no truce to be declared in the spiritual battle.
在属灵战争中也没有可能宣布休战。
There is no peace treaty to be signed with the devil.
更不可能向魔鬼签订和平条约。
You are either a victim or a victor.
你要么是一个胜利者，不然就是一个牺牲品。
And as the spiritual battle intensifies, so does the heat of the battle.
并且随着属灵征战的升级，战斗也会更加激烈。
You had better learn to be a victor or else you'll be a victim.
你最好学会成为一个胜利者，否则你将会是一个牺牲品。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这么说呢?
Because there is no escape from the spiritual war.
因为没有人能逃避属灵的战争。
And here's the good news.
好消息是,
When Jesus confronted Satan in the wilderness, he won the victory over him.
耶稣曾在旷野对抗撒旦，耶稣战胜了他。
And Jesus' victory over Satan assures us that we too can be victorious.
耶稣战胜了撒旦，就确保了我们也能战胜撒旦。
Immediately after Jesus' baptism, the Bible said that Jesus was tempted by the devil.
耶稣受洗后，圣经说他立刻就受到魔鬼的试探。
Listen to the word of God from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11.
在马太福音四章一到十一节，请听神的话语。马太福音第四章一到十一节，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。他进食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。” 魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。于是魔鬼离了耶稣，由天使来伺候他。
In this message and the next two, we will learn from the Lord Jesus Christ how to be victorious in the spiritual battle.
在今天的信息和下面的两讲，我们将会学习主耶稣基督是如何在属灵战争中获胜的。
These three temptations by the devil summarize the three areas of temptation in life.
魔鬼的三个试探代表了生活中的三个试探领域。
What are these three areas of temptation?
这三个试探的领域是什么呢?
They are pleasure, popularity, and power.
那是享乐、名声和权势。
All temptations in life fit into one of these three categories.
所有的诱惑都可以归于这三种类型之一。
Pleasure, popularity, and power.
享乐、名声和权势。
I want to speak to you today about the first temptation.
今天我想跟你谈一谈第一种试探。
This temptation comes after Jesus had almost finished 40 days of fasting.
这个试探来临时，耶稣刚好禁食了40天。
He was in desperate need of food.
正是他强烈的渴望食物的时候。
It was not the first day that Satan came to him.
撒旦不是在第一天禁食的时候来试探主。
It wasn't even in the 20th day that Satan came to him.
也不是在第20天的时候来试探主。
But it was nearly the end of his fast.
而是刚刚好在主禁食进入尾声的时候。
And Jesus had a choice.
耶稣有选择的机会。
Should I wait for the Father's timing or should I do it my way?
我应该等候父神的时间，还是按照我自己的意愿行事呢？
Should I seek the glory of the Father, or should I gratify my own desires?
我是该寻求父神的荣耀，还是我要满足我自己的需要呢？
Should I be the servant of the Father's purpose, or should I try to get the Father to serve my purpose?
我是应该服务于父神的目标，还是我要让父神满足我的要求呢？
And my listening friend, this is the temptation that you and I face every day.
我亲爱的朋友，这是你每天都要面对的试探。
And there is one thing you have to acknowledge about the devil.
关于魔鬼有一件事你必须清楚。
He is a master manipulator.
他擅长于操纵。
He picks his time and he chooses his place of attack very carefully.
他精心地选择攻击的时间和地点。
He often uses people as his mouthpiece.
他常常利用人来替代他发言。
Sometimes the devil uses false teachers or godless counselors.
有时魔鬼利用假教师或者不信神的辅导员。
Sometimes he uses carnal and arrogant Christians.
有时他会利用贪爱世界和骄傲自满的基督徒。
And he always appeals to our physical needs.
他总是从我们肉体的欲望来诱惑我们。
He will say to you something like this.
他会对你这么说。
You are a physical being, and you need to gratify your physical appetites.
你是肉身凡胎，你需要有物质的满足。
What is the devil doing?
魔鬼在做什么呢？
He is getting you to elevate the physical above the spiritual.
他是在鼓励你把物质需要凌驾于心灵之上。
And that's what he was trying to do with Jesus.
他就试图这样的引诱耶稣。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are in perfect unity.
圣父、圣子和圣灵是完美的统一体。
And in that unity, Jesus was fasting in the wilderness.
在那种和谐的统一中，耶稣在旷野里禁食。
It was the will of the Trinity.
这是三位一体真神的意愿。
But the devil came in and he tried to put a wedge between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
但是魔鬼来了， 他试图把一个不和谐因素植入圣父、圣子和圣灵之间。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because he wanted to make two gods instead of one.
因为他想造成两个神来代替独一的真神。
He was turning one against the other by appealing to the son's physical needs.
他想通过对圣子肉体上需要的诱惑，从而让圣父、圣子彼此对立。
My listening friend, let me tell you something of which you can be absolutely sure.
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你一些事情，这绝对是毋庸置疑的。
Wherever there is a dissension or a division,
无论在哪里出现了纷争或是分歧，
Wherever there is disharmony or strife,
无论哪里有了不协调或是争竞，
You can be sure the devil has brought sin into the relationship.
你可以肯定魔鬼已经把罪带进了这关系之中。
The devil tries to divide relationships between husband and wife.
魔鬼尝试着使夫妻关系破裂。
He tries to divide children and parents.
他尝试着使父母和儿女对立。
He tries to divide believers.
他尝试着在信徒之间造成分裂。
And whenever there is a division, you can be sure the devil has gotten into the situation.
无论何时出现了纷争，你就可以肯定魔鬼已经介入其中了。
The first temptation the devil lobbed at Jesus was this.
魔鬼向耶稣抛过来的第一个试探是这样的。
The devil wanted Jesus to go for the shortcut.
魔鬼希望耶稣能走捷径。
For he knew that if Jesus took the shortcut,
因为他知道如果耶稣肯走捷径，
he would put a wedge between Jesus and the Father.
就等于在父神和圣子耶稣之间插入了一个楔子。
Remember this, my listening friend.
我亲爱的朋友，请记住这点。
Jesus came from heaven to do the Father's will, not his own.
耶稣从高天而来，是为了完成父神的旨意，而不是谋求他自己的意愿。
He said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work."
他说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Satan wanted to move Jesus from self-surrender to self-centeredness.
撒旦想把耶稣从甘心顺服推入自我中心里面。
Had Satan succeeded in getting Jesus to go against the will of the Father,
如果撒旦成功地诱惑耶稣违背了父神的旨意，
then Satan would have succeeded in creating an irreparable split within the Trinity.
那么撒旦将成功的在三位一体之间制造了一个不可挽回的分裂。
Satan longed for Jesus to take power into his own hands.
撒旦渴望耶稣把权柄据为己有。
And he wanted him to use his power for his own needs and his own goals.
然后他希望耶稣为自己的需要和目标来使用这个权柄。
And don't ever forget, my listening friend, that Jesus is God of very God.
亲爱的朋友，永远不要忘了，耶稣本身就是真神。
He has the power to heal the sick.
他有权能医治疾病。
Give sight to the blind.
使瞎子能够看见。
Make the lame walk.
让瘸子能够行走。
Jesus can raise the dead.
耶稣能够使死人复活。
Walk on water.
他能在水面上行走。
And yes, feed the hungry.
并且他能让饥饿的人吃饱。
And when Jesus was hungry himself, the devil tried to tempt him.
因而耶稣饥饿之时，魔鬼试图诱惑他。
Satan said,
撒旦说，
Now use your power to meet your own needs.
现在使用你的全能满足你自己的需要吧。
Now use your power for personal gain.
现在用你的大能满足你自己的利益吧。
Why wait for the Father's timing?
为什么要等父神的时间呢？
Do you know, my listening friend, what would have happened if Jesus had fallen for Satan's temptation?
我亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？如果耶稣落入了撒旦的试探，会有怎样的结果吗？
He would have been a victim.
他就会成为一个牺牲品。
But more than that,
但比那更严重的是,
if Jesus had sinned,
如果耶稣落入罪中,
you and I would have been enslaved to sin and hell in this life and for eternity.
你和我不仅此生被罪所奴役,生活在地狱之中,而且永永远远不能翻身。
But thank the Lord, Jesus Christ won the victory over Satan.
但是感谢主,耶稣基督已经战胜了撒旦。
And now Jesus Christ empowers us to win the victory every time we are tempted.
并且现在耶稣基督给予我们能力,每一次当我们尝试努力的时候,就能战胜试探。
But I'm sure the question on most of our minds is how did Jesus win the victory?
我相信多数人的头脑里都有这样的问题,耶稣是怎样赢得胜利的呢?
Now listen carefully, I want to tell you how.
请仔细听。
Jesus won the victory by believing and fully trusting and obeying the word of God.
耶稣因完全的信任和顺服神的话语而赢得胜利。
Jesus answered the devil saying in Matthew 4:4,
耶稣在马太福音四章四节那里回答魔鬼时说,
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
经上记着说, 人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Where did these words come from?
这些话是从哪里来的呢?
They came from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3.
他们出自于《申命记》八章三节。
You see, my listening friend, Jesus as a young boy studied the Bible.
亲爱的朋友,耶稣在年少的时候就学习了圣经。
He filled his mind with the word of God.
他用神的话语充满了自己的头脑。
At the age of 12, he was teaching the word of God to men three times his age.
在十二岁的时候,他向年龄大他三倍的人教导神的话语。
And when your mind is equipped with the word of God, regardless of your age, you will be the victor.
当你的头脑中装备着神的话语,无论你的年龄如何,你将会是一个赢家。
The Lord Jesus studied and memorized the word of God.
主耶稣学习并记住了神的话语。
He taught and defended the word of God.
他教导并捍卫了神的话语。
He lived it through the example of his life.
他用自己的生活作为一个典范,活出了神的话语。
Those of you who are fathers and mothers, please listen carefully.
你们中间为人父母的,请仔细听。
If you live out the word of God in your life,
如果你在生活中活出了神的话语,
you will make a powerful impact on your children.
你将给孩子们一个强而有力的影响。
And therefore, how you live your life for God is far more important than all the words you speak.
因此,你怎样为神而活,远比你所说的话更重要。
My listening friend,
亲爱的朋友,
if you have a Bible,
如果你有圣经的话,
you must read it regularly.
你应该时常阅读。
And let the word of God work inside of you daily.
让神的话语每天在你里面工作。
Or else, sooner or later, you will be a victim and not a victor.
否则的话,迟早你会成为一个牺牲品,而不是一个胜利者。
A famous preacher once said,
一位著名的传道人有一次说,
that the Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to a life that is not.
通常一本被翻坏了的圣经是属于一个生命完整的人。
The key to Jesus' victory over Satan can be summarized in these words.
耶稣战胜撒旦的关键就在以下这几个字中。
It is written.
经上记着说，
Jesus resisted Satan by depending on the word of God.
耶稣依靠神的话语来抵挡撒旦。
And so, my listening friend, as I conclude, let me tell you this.
所以，亲爱的朋友，在信息结束时，让我来告诉你。
Knowing and obeying the word of God will always make you a victor and not a victim.
了解并遵从神的话语将会让你成为一个胜利者， 而不是一个牺牲品。
See what Jesus is saying here to the devil.
请看耶稣在这儿对魔鬼说了些什么呢？
He is saying, Satan, I believe the word of my father.
他是在讲，撒旦，我相信我父的话。
Satan, I fully trust in the word of my father.
撒旦，我完全信任我父的话语。
Satan, I am guided by the word of my father.
撒旦，我父的话语在指引着我。
Satan, I will obey the word of my father.
撒旦，我会遵从我父的话语。
What did Jesus mean by saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God?
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。这句话是什么意思呢？
He is saying that spiritual food is far more important than physical food.
耶稣的意思是，灵粮远比面包对我们更重要。
And yet, my listening friend, look at how much time and effort we spend in our physical food.
然而，亲爱的朋友，看一看，我们花在面包上的努力和时间有多少呢？
But my beloved friends, to be a victor and not a victim, you have to follow the example of Jesus.
我所爱的朋友，想成为一个胜利者而不是一个牺牲品，你必须效法耶稣的样式。
To defeat the devil every time, put the word of God into practice.
要想每次都能击败魔鬼，需要随时应用神的话语。
Obedience is the key to unleashing the power of God in your life.
顺服是你生命能释放神话语能力的关键。
I can tell you that all the teaching and all the preaching will not make you a victor.
我可以告诉你，所有的教导和讲道都不能让你成为一个胜利者。
But obeying the word of God will.
但是遵守神的话语就可以。
Today you can choose to be a victor or a victim.
今天你可以选择当一个胜利者还是做一个牺牲品呢？
And until next time, I pray that you will be a victor.
我祈求神让你成为一个胜利者，下次节目再会。
谢谢麦克牧师在最后提醒我们阅读圣经的重要性，同时也让我们知道，不仅要去读神的话语，更应该将它们铭记在心里，并且活出来。正如诗篇中所说的，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们都能够成为一个胜利者，用我们生命来释放神的大能。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
中星光闪 生命最美好的祝福，
翻过世界渺小人相遇，不是偶然巧合，生命一切都改变，因为遇见你。 Hi, nice to meet you。说有你真好，哦，遇见你真好。